Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Can you please put a word or a phrase on PCA's performance last night versus the Brewers?
I would just say excellent. He was excellent, and that's excellence. To have somebody that can, you know, have that complete a game, that can harm a team offensively and harm them defensively, and I don't mean that, I don't say it lightly. I think he was just, it was just a game, an excellent performance.
Worldly, not only, and I thought this was a tip of the cap to the TV broadcast. I listened to the entire Cubs game on the radio on the way home, got home as the eighth inning began, moved over to TV, and maybe we can visit it later, but Boog and they were talking about the fact that PCA not only is potentially the best player on the Cubs, but the way he's performing at this age in the field and at the plate could be one of the best in all of the majors. All of it. David, you pointed out this morning we were having this conversation talking about the All-Star voting. PCA is not only is he the leading vote getter in the outfield, he's fourth overall with some really unbelievable names in front of
them. The biggest names,
right?
in the game.
The names, the guys that are on video game covers, the guys that are doing all the commercials, all the promotion. He sits fourth right now. And it's not just Cub fans stuffing the ballot. Like, he deserves it.
It was PC awesome. And it was one of those games that you will remember. And when he hits a 452-foot home run that bounces off the scoreboard, that's amazing. It was the farthest ball he's ever hit. It was the hardest ball he's ever hit. And then you look, thank you, Cubs.com, for putting all of this into context. He also entered Tuesday leading all defensive players in Major League Baseball in fielding run value. These are the metrics that you appreciate when you have a player as special as Pete Crow Armstrong. Oh, by the way, also leads Major League in base running runs above average at 4.8. The only other player in the National League who has a WAR as high as PCA's, 3.9, Shohei Ohtani. He's pretty good. This is rare what we are watching. He's having a season for the ages. He's 23 years old. Goodness sakes, the entire future looks so bright for Pete Crow Armstrong, and the Cubs are benefiting from it. It's almost like, oh, by the way, yeah, Seiya Suzuki hit a big home run last night. Oh, by the way, yeah, it was a really good performance by Daniel Palencia. Oh, by the way, it's Pete Crow Armstrong and company. Who's this Kyle Tucker guy? the $500 million man. If that's what he's worth, what's PCA worth? Goodness sakes. It's fun.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. What do you expect to see from the Brewers rookie, Jacob Mizorowski, tonight? Will Jameson Taillon pitch a better game? Does his presence mean more to Sox fans because it landed them Aaron Civale? If the Sox are interested in trading Civale, should the Cubs be interested?
I'll start there. No. They can do better. They need to do better, and they should do better. I have trust in Jed Hoyer that his aspirations are bigger and better than a journeyman fifth starter. But I hope that Chris Getz can flip Civale. Jacob Mizorowski is going to be pretty nasty tonight, I think. He's going to probably have a couple innings that he gets off. If he can manage those emotions, he is a rookie. He is making a big start at Wrigley Field. That can't be lost on the young man. I would imagine he's going to have some of that anxiety and some of those moments that are shaky. At least you hope so. If he can settle into a rhythm, he could be hard to hit. Jameson Taillon could also be hard to hit because he's in a groove. This is going to be a fun matchup. Experience versus youth, before and after, these kinds of things, because Jacob Mizorowski is a prospect that Jameson Taillon can relate to, much the way he could relate to Paul Skenes. He was that guy at one time. So maybe it'll take the Cubs a little bit a while to adjust. It could be a pitcher's duel. Maybe the wind will be blowing in tonight. You never know at Wrigley Field, but it's going to be a fun matchup.
6'7", 197 pounds, right? So this guy needs to have a couple of sandwiches or maybe a steak while in town, or maybe some cheese curds.
NBA draft is next week, Dustin.
And he gets back up to Milwaukee. Wow. I mean, this guy needs a sandwich if I've ever seen. This guy's got four pitches, and all four of them average over 90 miles an hour. Now, he struck out five, and he walked four, and I think that's the key. Cubs approach, you know, the Cubs haven't seen this guy. He's only making his second MLB start, so he's going to be jacked up. But that could also work in the Cubs' favor if they will be patient. So I'm hoping that Cubs can work some walks and then catch up to a fastball. But I expect Jameson Taillon to be very good again. I think he'll meet the moment. He's starting to remind me of Kyle Hendricks. You know, just a cool confidence. And again, Kyle just got the job done. Never was it like, oh, wow, did you see Kyle Hendricks last night? And it's never, unfortunately for me, the oh, wow with Jameson Taillon is, oh, wow, he just gave up another solo home run, right? So we're hoping Jameson will limit the solo home runs and match this guy. But this is really exciting. I'm hoping Mother Nature doesn't throw a wrench into this thing, because supposed to be kind of a drippy, wet day around here.
He
so
just jinxed it.
No, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just hoping.
I think you're spot on about Jameson Taillon. I think we know exactly what you're going to get from him, and it's going to be a winning performance. I think he's going to give you a quality start, even if you don't like the quality start. But that's what he does every time he gets the ball. I think the problem is with Mizorowski. I have no idea what to expect. You have no idea what this guy... It's going to be fun to see like a young guy that can throw 100 miles an hour. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means he's going to dominate and he's going to get a lot of strikeouts, or he's going to be out of the zone and he's going to give up a lot of walks. So it's kind of... It's interesting just because it's a young player that you don't know a lot about. So it'll be fun to see him. I think, though, that he could manage to lose this game. And as far as him being the guy that brought Civale to the White Sox, why wouldn't the Cubs want that guy? He's not there. That's not the big piece they're going to get. But if you're looking to burn some innings and get someone for a minor piece.
They got enough guys like
maybe,
that.
Maybe. I don't think they do. I think they need him, and he knows the division.
Speaking of Taillon, he was on, as you said, inside the clubhouse on Saturday. And did you know that Bruce, we'll talk to Bruce Levine at 725, threw us under the bus.
Oh.
me specifically, but the show in general, in telling Jameson Taillon that we were complaining about his home run balls that he would give up.
Oh, I mean, we said they're solo homers, and that's great, but we told them to knock it off.
Sorry, Molly. Was it seven in
140-some
pitches?
180 pitches.
180 pitches.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I know.
Come on.
Bruce told them that. Told on us.
That's okay.
Not exactly the time to tell on us, but okay.
Right in front of me. Bruce, I'm right here.
But what was his reaction?
No one wants that.
He handled it pretty well, like a pro. He was very professional.
Did he say anything about the T-shirts?
No.
Wonder if those actually ever were created.
As a leader, I think you shy away from those questions.
That is the voice of Jed Hoyer. He was on the station yesterday. We'll probably hear more from Jed this morning. He was with the Spiegel and Holmes show, our afternoon duo. In The Athletic, former GM Jim Bowden proposed this Cubs trade for the Marlins ace, Sandy Alcantara. Cade Horton, Owen Casey, Kevin Alcantara, Ronnie Cruz, your reaction?
A lot. I mean, that seems like that seems like it might be a little bit too much. You know, I suppose a couple of those play. I think the Cade Horton thing stops you a little bit. I just don't know. I'm sorry. I get it. You know, he's just not having that kind of year. No, I don't. I think that's too much. I think it's too much. That was my reaction to it at the time. It was like, wow. Like, are you sure they got enough? Or what else can you do here? That seems like a little more than you want to give up for them.
No shot. No way. No how. You know, you were hearing about the Knicks were calling around and trying to get permission to talk to head coaches. And basically they got like an emphatic something or basically got like a dial tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if team presidents and general managers like pick up the phone immediately or if there's texting. Like if that was a proposed like icebreaker text, I either would have responded in text, no shot, or lose my number, because that's just no.
Yeah, it was a very big surprise to see somebody as respected as Jim Bowden throw out that possibility, because this read like one of those NBA trades where you overpay for somebody like Desmond Bane and you give up four first-round draft picks and two players. What is he talking about? Cade Horton and Owen Casey and Kevin Alcantara? You're talking about trading for a guy who's not even having that good of a season in Sandy Alcantara. Now, he could change things around, but you're not going to give up four prospects, including three of your top guys and one of the guys contributing to your major league team. You're talking about Sandy Alcantara, not Sandy Koufax. No, no, no.
I mean, that's going to be a White Sox question you have to ask Will Venable.
That was AJ from yesterday with you guys. What's your take on Andrew Benintendi being a scratch from the game last night against the Cardinals? He hasn't homered since May the 28th. What did you make of the Sox performance last night, and what did you make of Shane Smith?
Not much from Shane Smith. He had one of those nights. It made me feel like the All-Star talk was a little premature. He's solid. He's a guy in your rotation, but boy, last night was a rough one. You look at Benintendi being a scratch. Maybe he's got an injury. Maybe they wanted to spare him from a left-hander. He has been in a power drought lately. I don't know if it's related to some sort of health concern, but they need his bat in the lineup because they don't have many major league bats in that lineup. You got a lot of guys learning at the major league level how to be professional hitters, and the lineup reflects that. So that was not a very good performance. That's not the way you open up a series against the Cardinals. And that's not really much fun to watch. So tonight you have Sonny Gray and Sean Burke. Let's hope that Sean Burke is better than Shane Smith was.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thanks, Sox. I mean, you know, this is a game that really is hard for me to pick a team to cheer from my fan perspective, right? Two teams that growing up I did not care for at all. Yeah, I mean, Shane Smith, maybe the talk of him being an all-star got to him, but this was really his first real clunker, right? You know, the three walks kind of bothers you, but he doesn't allow home runs really. So Benintendi, it's got to be an injury, right? That would be the only they just had a day off. Why else would you not put him out there? Because if he actually showed a little bit of pop, maybe he's a guy, I don't know,
no
his contract
way.
Is so, no, that contract. Yeah, the contract, I don't think you can move him. You
can't trade him. I think he's been playing poorly. You know, I hope he's not hurt, but at the same time, I think he's just been pretty bad, so it doesn't shock me that they gave him a day off. He probably needed a day off in terms of Benintendi. Listen, this was by far the worst game that Shane Smith has pitched. He was terrible. He was just bad, and you were expecting him to kind of be able to repeat what he had been doing, and unfortunately he couldn't. And I think it does sort of end any all-star talk. I just don't think that that's going to happen now. But then, you know, you get an all-star, so who is it? It's, you know, who should be? Maybe Tauchman. And it's ridiculous because he wouldn't be an all-star if he was on the Cubs, but he's an all-star for the White Sox, that's for sure. I look at this, and I just got to tell you, I think that Benintendi has been pretty awful of late, and maybe they just gave him a day off. That was a pretty good pitcher on the bump, and they weren't going to be able to do much. The guy hadn't pitched well in his last three games. He looked pretty good last night.
If you have one question about this Hawks season...
That is the voice of Frank Ciravelli, and he is the reason for this question that we're about to ask you. What do you make of the Blackhawks reportedly, by Frank, willing to trade the number 3 overall pick in the draft and will be open to a deal over the next 9 days? Do the Blackhawks need to make a deal because they already have so many young players and don't want to wait for another year or two for them to arrive? The Blackhawks have a lot of cap space, but they might be a little bit reluctant to spend it if they're not on the playoff track. Is this a way to get older without spending?
I guess that's the answer. I guess it's a way to get older and a way to get, you know, if you can get a good young player who you can grow with and has more age on him, that might help as much as a younger player just because they have so many of them. But it worries me, frankly. I don't know that that's the smartest way to go about it. And you know, really, you got to start getting better. I get it. You know, they're not going to go out and spend a fortune for a player when they're not going to be good enough to you know, you're going to waste 2 years of the guy's career. I understand that. But when are they going to get to that part of the program? Don't they have a lot of cap space? I think they got a lot of money that is available to them, and I think it gets crazy in another year. So, I don't like the idea of just buying a team with the remnants of what's available next year as opposed to sort of building a little bit. I don't know. I mean, you tell me. There's a part of me that says I really want them to just keep drafting great young players and develop them and bring them up. But if they aren't going to spend money, then maybe this is a way of getting older. But I think you should spend the money. And you don't have to – I just find it a little bit of a dilemma to kind of burn high draft picks. I think that's a mistake.
I heard a sigh there, I think, from David. I'm going to give him my time. But just looking at a mock draft ahead of this question, it was kind of like – best guess might be this guy because he's from Sweden. He's young. They don't need him right now. He could be the future number two at the position to Connor Bedard. They need to help Connor Bedard now. That's and I don't think this draft where they're at sets up for that, but I'm going to let David.
No, I think that this makes sense to me because you have so many prospects that are just that, prospects that are going to be good in a couple years. So you're about to draft another guy at number three that's going to be good in a couple of years. Well, I don't think you have that long because you've got to start showing some progress. You've got to start winning some games. You got to get out of the bottom five of the league. You stink. You were the worst team in the league a couple years ago, the second worst team last year. You got to stop the losing. You got to start winning now. And I think this may be this rumor or this information that Frank Saravalli reported reflects that. I asked him on CHSN last night on the Chicago Lead if this means that Kyle Davidson is feeling a sense of urgency or maybe a little bit more impatient. He pushed back at that a little bit, and that's fine. But I don't know why else you would trade the third overall pick, for a veteran unless you were ready to try to win games that you have been losing. Names out there? Well, I don't think the Stars are going to part with Jason Robertson, but there have been rumors about he's entering the final year of a deal and they can't pay everybody. He would be fantastic in Chicago. J.J. Paterka from Buffalo of the Sabres is another guy that could be out there and is rumored to be on the trade market. Get it done now because free agency could take on a different level of speculation because Mitch Marner and Toronto are having kind of a messy divorce north of the border, and that would be fun to watch. The Hawks have $29 million in cap space. I hope they use it, and I hope they do it. They add a free agent and somebody they trade for.
Here's my question for you.
How would you describe what happened in Florida Tuesday night in the Stanley Cup Final? What was your biggest takeaway?
Hard to watch, hard to like. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. They are repeat back-to-back champions. Brad Marchand scored six goals. Sam Bennett was all over the place, a deserving Conn Smythe Trophy recipient. And their coach can be as smug as he wants now because they have back-to-back cup titles and they can hoist the silver chalice all summer long. Yeah, they went out. They made a big trade for Marchand. That was huge. But they also have a goaltender that gives them the opportunity to win each and every time out. Bobrovsky is terrific. They shut down Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid is just like the angriest man in hockey right now. And Leon Draisaitl, he had four playoff overtime goals in the postseason, a tremendous postseason for him, and really it's all for naught because the Oilers fall short again. The Canadian drought continues, and I am definitely sad about the end of hockey season.
I think we briefly touched on it in the opening segment of the show. It's something we talked about together as a group in our little pregame meeting. It felt like a sweep. It didn't feel like a game six. I wanted a game seven, even though I did pick the Panthers to win, but that was strictly before the USA, USA, USA effect. A couple other little things. You know, if you hear about the Tkachuk injury, oh my gosh, the way he played through some injuries that I think he was still carrying over from the hockey tournament.
Four Nations Faceoff?
Yeah, that unbelievable what he played through. And again, with all due respect, I am not Joe Hockey. I don't claim to be. But Connor McDavid, the best player on the planet, he had one goal in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
One. But my Panthers, the team that plays in the United States of America, USA, USA, USA.
You can go home now, Tyler.
And it's not just because you wore shorts to work.
I think the main takeaway Yeah, what happened in Florida Tuesday night is exactly what's been happening. They jumped up by a two-goal lead, and then they extended it and won the game. I think the reason it feels like a sweep is because basically you got Edmonton chasing every game in the series. They went down by two or more in every game in the series. I don't know how you win. I mean, I know different sports are different, but I just don't know how you can do that. And they went back to the goalie. I mean, they had problems stopping early goals in this series. And as a result, it did feel like a sweep because it felt like they had no chance for you know, the one game, I think it was the second one when they came back and won in overtime. I thought that game was over when the third goal was scored. I just couldn't believe they ended up coming back in that game. That's not a recipe for any kind of success in any sport. You can't play that way. You can't be in like a track meet and say, hey, why don't you go up five paces and then I'll come up. I'll use my big kick to beat you. That's not going to work. You know, you can't say, all right, we'll let them score a good seven runs and then we'll come after them and win. You can do it once. You can't do it regularly. They could never overcome that problem. So they were chasing the Stanley Cup the whole bloody series.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of the biggest reasons that the Panthers were so unlikable in this series, in this postseason. Seth Jones, he won a Stanley Cup, talked his way out of Chicago, kind of gave up on the Blackhawks, and talked his way out of town. They made the trade, and the Hawks got their goalie of the future in Spencer Knight. And the Panthers got a veteran defenseman who now is a Stanley Cup champion. So his presence on that roster and seeing him celebrate last night made it only harder to watch.
All righty. We got the extra point next. It's Mully and Haw. It is Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.